When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Get Over It, the consciousness transforming podcast for exceptional 21st century living. Hey guys, Cheryl is back. And you know, Cheryl Meyer is our health muse, health coach, nutrition coach, everything healthy for the body coach on this podcast. And actually for many of you, because I get so many emails from people who are listening to the podcast. Thank you very much for that. But they're talking about how they took Cheryl's advice and it has truly helped them. So if you're dealing with anything, Cheryl is definitely someone that you want to connect with. If you're not dealing with anything, reading her book will help you not to have to connect with her, because she gives really good, sound, solid information. So today we're going to be talking about forest bathing. Okay, so sit back, relax, stay tuned as we talk about getting a bath from the forest. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you shift your consciousness to breakthrough blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you let go of the BS that is holding you back, but I always ask the question, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners. Intuitive since birth, I'm a third generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience supporting people to break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing cutting-edge information that enables you to prosper and thrive. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I also authored 2 books. I provide consultations and healings in all areas of life that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your very best life. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, and that's MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. As I said, Cheryl is back. Cheryl Meyer holds a BA from the University of California at Berkeley. She's an integrative health nutrition coach, I should say, and she got that designation way back in 2017, and she is self-employed. She helps people create a better living environment for themselves. She's on TV, she's on the radio, she's on podcast, and you can even talk to her. I believe it's through Wellness Universe, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Do check her out at her website, and that is CherylMHealthMuse.com. CherylMHealthMuse.com. Welcome back, Cheryl.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, I am so glad to have you back. It's always such a delight connecting with you and for you to share the wealth of information that you have with our audience. Now, today we're talking about forest bathing. And, you know, it's, I guess, a relatively new term to a lot of us in the United States. And I did a little bit of research on it. And what I've discovered is, like, so many of us live in what I call concrete cities or even suburban sprawl, where all the greenery seems to be taken up. And if you do have a patch of grass, it's a 2-foot by 3-foot space, you know, in your backyard or on your patio. And according to Time Magazine, by 2050, 66% of the world's population is projected to live in cities. So that kind of takes away the forest. And what's even worse is that an EPA study said that the average American spends 93% of their time indoors. Based on that information, we truly do need a whole lot of forest bathing. So tell us, what is forest bathing?
Well, forest bathing is something that actually came out of Japan. Mm-hmm. And the literal translation for them is Shirin Yuko, which they've done a lot of studying on and which their population has really adopted. One of the things you just said is that we are not getting outside anymore, and this is impacting our health. We're not out in nature, and it's really impacting the health of our children. Mm-hmm. So whether you only get to spend five minutes, outside in nature, or you get to spend a whole hour forest bathing, both are important, and both have very positive things for your health, for your mind, for your mindset, and for your body. And these studies in Japan have proven that all of this is true. It is actually the cornerstone of preventive health care and healing in Japanese medicine. And so it's starting to be adopted now in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it comes back to, we need to get out in nature because there is so much that nature can do for us. And even if it's just a break, it will help us be more productive when we go back indoors.
Okay, so what are some of the benefits of, you know, the forest bathing?
It will boost our immune system. Mm-hmm. It will reduce our blood pressure. It reduces stress. It improves our mood. It reduces anger. It reduces anxiety. It will fight cancer cells. Now, this I found really fascinating. There are actually chemicals that trees emit, and they're emitting them for their own health, but they're called NK cells, and they help people with fighting cancer. It boosts their own cells so that they can fight off the cancer cells. It gives us an increased ability to focus, and it helps children with ADHD. There's an accelerated recovery from surgery or illness by getting outside and into nature, and specifically into a forest. It improves our energy level. It improves our sleep. It gives us deeper and clearer intuition. It increases the flow of energy. It increases our capacity to communicate with the land and all the different species. Mm-hmm. It increases the flow of eros and life force. It deepens friendships. And one of the things that's recommended is when you go into the forest, even if you're going with friends or family or other people, when you first enter the forest, do it as alone time. Don't be talking to each other or chattering, because you need to take in the entire experience of nature, which is listening to the birds and the crackle of the leaves. If there's another animal in the vicinity, you need to feel the whole thing. You need to see the butterflies and appreciate them, and you'll do that better if you're making it an alone experience, and then when you come back out, you have the experience to share with your loved ones.
Okay, so we go to the forest, and we would just go find a spot that calls to us, if you want to call it that, and then just sit down and be? It's like a meditation or what?
That is pretty much what's being recommended. And the deeper you go into the forest, the more chemicals are there that the trees are emitting that you get to experience. Mm-hmm. So you go find a place kind of away from the beaten path that's just yours to sit down. And then you just sit down and you enjoy the experience of being there. And while you're doing that, there's all these chemicals being emitted from the trees that are working their magic on you at the same time that they're working their magic on other trees. So it's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, you brought it up a couple of times, so talk to us a little bit more about the trees and what they're emitting here. Because some people feel that, you know, well, a tree is just a tree. We can chop it down and, you know, so what?
Well, there's strongly recommend that you start Googling articles on trees, because there's a whole lot of studying going on right now and researching about trees in general. Trees are not just standing there all by themselves. They actually are communicating with each other through the tips of their roots, through the fungi that are down there, and there's a symbiotic relationship between the fungi and the tree. Mm-hmm. They're utilizing the sugar that's coming off the tree down under the ground, and then they're letting it go back into the tree. But the mother tree stays connected to her babies for the rest of their lives. She can hear them when they're in trouble. She can send them nutrition. She can warn other trees of her type if there's an insect invasion. Or there was even a story that I just read where if giraffes are eating a certain acacia tree, then that lets off a signal that tells other trees that are similar to beware, because there are giraffes there that are going to eat them. And then that changes their chemistry so that they're not good for the giraffe, and the giraffe moves on. So the giraffes have figured out to move to a foreign tree that's similar, that they haven't gotten the message yet, so that they can go ahead and munch again. But there's a whole communication system and an entire society going on with trees.
Wow. And go ahead.
Yeah. There's even a recent study that some trees sleep at night, and so their little boughs droop. Mm-hmm. And they do that because they don't need to be up for photosynthesis, so they're saving energy by letting their limbs relax. So they have their own circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Truly fascinating.
Just like we do.
Yeah.
It is.
Truly, truly fascinating. Now, when we're out in a forest, well, let's back up for a moment. Say that you're handicapped in some area. You know, you have to use a walker or a wheelchair or rollator or something like that. How are you going to get deep into the forest without the fear of getting stuck?
Yeah, you're not. But there are benefits from even spending 5 minutes in a local park. Part of the key is just getting into nature and relaxing and enjoying the beauty that nature has to offer to us. Mm-hmm. So if you can't get to a forest, then enjoy what you can get, but get out of your house and get into a green space. Trees are letting off oxygen, and they're taking our carbon dioxide and they're utilizing it. So just that exchange is very healthy for both of us.
Mm-hmm. So especially if you're having any type of lung issue, that would be beneficial to...
Absolutely. And one of the weird things I did this year, which I want to share, my husband went on retreat and I went with him to not go through the classes, but just to enjoy the grounds, which is a 150-acre reserve outside of Sedona. And they assigned a master to me, and we took a walk through the grounds, and then there was a very old tree, and she said, "Do you have a question that you'd like to ask the tree?" Okay, this is a little weird, but sure. So we approached the tree, and she said, "Ask a question, and then hug the tree and wait for the answer." So I was thinking, yeah, sure. So I had just finished writing my first book. I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so I asked, and I was having some health issues again from my autoimmune disease as a result of that. So I asked the tree, "Do I know what I need to know to return to health?" And I just stood there quietly with my arms around the tree. And all of a sudden, in my mind's eye, I saw the eye of an elephant open up and look at me. And it said, "That's a ridiculous question. You know the answer to that." And I stood back a little bit, and then I got close again, and I hugged the tree, and pretty soon, two eyes opened up and looked at me and said, "Go back and do everything you did to get well in the first place." Mm. And I had to laugh, because that was exactly what I needed to go do. Mm-hmm. So if you believe in that or not, we were having an exchange of energy. Mm-hmm. I was breathing its oxygen. It was breathing my carbon dioxide. and this tree is famous for giving the message that you need to know. So I don't know. Is it true or is it not true? It certainly was what I needed to hear at the time.
Well, interesting, because the elephant came to you, and the elephant's all about remembering. You asked if you knew the information, and it's like, yeah, remember it, okay? Just
right,
dig deep, pull it out, and then move on. Amazing what we learn when we're ready to learn. Folks, we're speaking with Cheryl Meyer. She's our health muse. Her book is It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. But Cheryl, you've got some updating to that book and some new information coming out. So share about that before we go back to talking about forest bathing.
I just revised my first book. It is sitting in Amazon, ready to be published at any moment. They need to approve it. And I revised it because I want it to be a better book, and I made the umbrella wider to include not just autoimmune disease, but also cancer and heart disease, because the core of all chronic illness is toxicity and inflammation. Mm-hmm. Toxins equal inflammation. Inflammation equals chronic illness. And the statistics are getting increasingly frightening. It just came out that a millennial's health peaks at 28 and then starts
what?
To go backwards. A millennial's life peaks at 28 and then starts to decline.
Oh, my God.
Is that scary? A newborn infant is being born with over 290 toxins that it's getting directly through the umbilical cord from its mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting off with a heavy toxic load. So their lifespan is going to be considerably less than mine. I'm a boomer. Mm-hmm. Because they're starting off with the toxic load that it took me all of my 70 years to get to. A child by the time they're 5, and 53% of our children have chronic illness, so this is critical. By the time a child is 5, they have 7 pounds of toxins in their bodies.
Whoa.
So eliminating the toxins in your life, which is what my book tells you how to do, is mm-hmm. becoming more and more important. And in my first book, I share with you where I researched, which is on the EWG database, which is the Environmental Working Group. They have a database of hundreds of thousands of items where you can actually look up the products that you're using, and then they rate them from 1 to 10. Not exactly user-friendly to be in there, but it's doable. Mm-hmm. And I spent 5 years in there looking up absolutely everything that I used in my own life and then finding low toxin replacements. So all that information is still there. I have given since then, there are a lot new lower toxin products out. So I included those like in my chapters on cosmetics because I didn't have many choices when I did this 7 years ago, but there are lots more choices now. So all of that is included in the book.
Okay.
And then I've learned a lot more stress exercises that take less than 3 minutes mm-hmm. that I like to refer to letting off the steam from your crock pot or from your Instapot, because it's only chronic when it builds up. So if mm-hmm. you do these little exercises, and I have a whole series of them that I talk about through the day, you don't let it build up to chronic. You let the steam off all day long, and it has a positive benefit of improving your productivity, because by letting the steam off your stress, it sends blood to your brain. So when the 3-minute exercise is over, you're raring to go again, and you're clear-minded, and a lot of them you can do without your coworkers even knowing that you're doing mm-hmm. them, which is pretty nifty. Mm-hmm. So that's
could
the
you
first
share,
book.
Could you share just one of those?
Or is yeah.
Okay.
One of the ones that I use the most often is Dr. Weil's breathing exercise. It's called the 4-7-8 breathing exercise, mm-hmm. and you can actually look it up and do it right with him on the internet. But one of my little movement exercises is just to get up and bounce for 3 minutes. You just get up and you bounce all over, and you let the energy flow through your body and up to your brain. Another one is you start at your feet and you pat all the way up your leg, up the front, and then all the way down the back of your leg. And then you go up and down again. And then you go over to the other leg and you start at your foot and you pat it. And then you go up and you go down and then you start on your torso and you pat it. And you'll start to feel the energy flying through your body. And you go all the way up to your head, even tapping the top of your head, and then you start going back down again. And by doing that, you're energizing all the cells in your body, which is bringing energy back to your brain and releasing your stress. And then there's a tool that you can look up on the internet called a belly button wand. And it's a really odd-looking thing. My girlfriends all giggle at me when I pull it out because it's a T that's made out of yellow plastic. And you put the point of the T in your belly button, and you jiggle it. And by jiggling through your belly button, the theory is your belly button was the beginning of your life. And through your belly button, you can impact all the organs of your body. So you point it one direction and you massage your liver, and you point it the other direction and you massage your kidney, and you point it up and you're massaging your heart and your lungs, and you point it down and you're getting your gut and your intestines. And by doing that for 3 minutes, you're energizing your whole body, and you actually feel it in your brain. And I watched Dr. Emeril Mayer at UCLA, who's the head of neurology, pick up that thing and sort of poo-poo it in front of a crowd, but he had his brainwave machine there. So he started pulling random people up from the crowd and sitting them down and giving them the belly button wand. And where their energy and their, you know, the machine was going all over the place, once they did the belly button wand, it evened out. They were resetting their parasympathetic nervous system. And he's become a huge believer. I ran into him at a health fair, and he said, wow, wasn't that amazing? He said, I really believe in that tool. So there are things you can do to get rid of your chronic stress that are really easy. And it was important for me to learn because my cortisol was almost to Addison's disease when I got sick.
Oh, wow.
And so I always knew I had stress. I thought it was good for me. But ends up being chased by a tiger 24/7. It's not such a hot thing because I was overproducing my cortisol, and it was depleting it down to nothing. So I've learned all of these exercises out of self-defense, and I use them daily, and they make a huge difference in how much I can get done every day. So.
Okay, so all you type A personalities out there, pay attention. Okay.
Actually, that'd be good for everybody. So whether you're a type A like me or not, I'm still a type A. Even though I've been sick and I've gone through all this, I will always be a type A.
We are who we are, but, you know, it's best to kind of manage that energy. Now, what I've been told about forest bathing is that it helps protect against obesity and diabetes because it reduces the blood glucose, but you talked about the trees emitting some type of sugar. So if that contacted us, wouldn't we absorb that and convert it into even more sugar?
No, it's the sugar that they use for food.
Okay.
And I am diabetic, and I have learned a lot of stuff about diabetes. And one of them is there's a synergy that goes on in your body. And if your body is unhealthy, it's going to be difficult for you to have a blood sugar that's acceptable because you got to clean up what's going on in your body so that it starts running like a well-tuned machine. So if you're struggling with getting your blood sugar down to good levels, look at the entire body. I see a functional doctor. She looks at the entire body. A conventional doctor tends to look at a system. So they'll look at diabetes as if it's an isolated thing. It's not isolated. I got molded at the beginning of the year in my office last year, and I'm having a dickens of a time getting the mold out of my body. And that mold has impacted my liver, and since I got molded, my blood sugar is much harder to control. And so we're doing work not on keeping my blood sugar at the right level, but on getting my liver to be happy. Because once my liver comes back to being happy and I get the mold out of my body, my blood sugar will fall back into a normal range all by itself. So when you get out into the forest, You're doing things that are relaxing you. And by relaxing you, you're helping your blood sugar come into control. It's all connected.
It's amazing how much everything is connected with everything else. I'm not just talking about with our body system, but, you know, with the trees, the flowers, the ants, the bees, whatever it is, we're
right.
all connected and we're dependent upon each other. Now, you talked about the trees and what they give off and, you know, nature. When you were talking about that, my mind immediately went down to Australia and what they're going through, first with the fires and now the floods.
Terrible.
How do you think that can regrow, or is it like dead, barren land now, do you think?
Well, I would imagine that they're going to want to replant and regrow, but it's a mass area, and my heart breaks for them and for the billions of animals
mm-hmm.
that they've lost, which is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those terpenes, which are the chemicals that the forest is releasing, and the phytosides, they're not going to be in that area anymore until they start again with little saplings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have long effects on their environment and the health of their people. It's really sad that that has happened. And so my heart breaks for them because it will impact them in ways beyond the immediate way that they see that it's impacting them.
Mm-hmm. But won't it impact us here in the United States also?
Anything that impacts the climate, I think, impacts
okay.
us, whether it's here or it's in Australia. Yeah,
okay.
certainly all of our California fires are impacting
mm-hmm.
everybody in California, but it's also impacting the environment
mm-hmm.
for the total climate. So, yeah, and we need to start understanding that all of this stuff is happening on a more global basis, and each incident that happens is feeding it, like a thought form almost. It's feeding the thought form that climate is going to impact us, and it is.
Yeah, and it's worldwide. I mean, it's not just here in the United States or Australia.
Right.
There's something going on in Lebanon the other day, besides the war that they're, you know, dealing with, but climate change is all over the world. And it's almost as if the Mother Earth is like saying, okay, I've had enough of you trying to destroy me, so I'm going to give it one last hurrah, if you will, to, you know, help myself and help you at the
same
time.
Well, believe it or not, I've done a lot of research on Mother Earth because I started getting scared for her. And
mm-hmm.
the bottom line is, the opinion is Mother Earth is going to survive just fine, but we're not going to survive. Mother Earth will regain her health, but we may not be here to see it.
Okay.
She can heal herself. We don't have to heal her, but we have to stop making her sick.
Yeah. And that's sad, especially when we have powers that be all over the world who don't believe that, you know, Mother Earth is a sentient being. You know, it's like, oh.
Yeah, and she is.
Yeah.
She is a sentient thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we stop making her sick, then she can heal us. And the kinds of things that I'm finding out about getting out into nature is part of the way that the earth can heal us. But if we keep making her sick, then that stuff's not going to exist to be able to heal us.
Mm-hmm.
She'll still be here, but we won't.
Okay. Well, talk to us a bit about the mood-boosting effects of forest bathing. I know there was a study done a while ago that showed 19 men who had anxiety and depression and confusion. And after they did some forest bathing, like a trip, their levels of that went down and their well-being came up. So talk to us more about that. And how long do you think we need to be out in the forest in order for it to have, say, minimal effect?
Minimal effect can happen in as little as 5 minutes.
Mm, okay.
And, yeah, being in the forest, if we relax and we let ourselves enjoy it, can make us happy. And there actually are some studies that show that's true, which is
mm-hmm.
what you just referred to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the key is whether you can get into the forest or maybe your place is to go be along the coastline at the beach, along a lake or along the ocean, which was always where I used to go to get calmed.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your place is, it won't have the chemicals of the forest if you go to the beach, but it can still have all kinds of positive effects on your mood and your mind and your body.
Mm-hmm.
So find a place in nature where you can go. We bought a house in the last year in Sedona, and just going out into my backyard there and looking out at the Red Mountains
mm-hmm.
does wonders. You don't need to spend a long time out there, but I also do tend to get out. There's a river there called the Verde River, and to get along the river and in the trees and along the water is one of the most perfect places I've ever been on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to get out there on a regular basis anyway, and that reduces stress for me, which mm-hmm. is important. So whatever your thing is, if you can get to a park, go to the park and sit down and enjoy it. If you can get to the mountains and you can get into a forest, then there's the added benefits of the chemicals in the forest that'll be good for you. If you live close to water, go take a walk along the water and enjoy it and let the wind blow through your mind and relax. But we are getting away from getting into nature, and it's important for us as adults, and it's equally important for our children, who are 53% chronically ill, that we let them get outside and play outside and be in nature and go on adventures out in nature and study the stars and study the bugs and pick up different leaves and identify what the trees are that they come from. All of that's really healthy for children because they're back in nature. And there's something that happens that's a gift from just being back in nature, whatever form it's in.
Okay, so that five-year-old who has all those toxins and the newborn baby, I mean, you should probably take them for an excursion in the forest and just, you know, let them be. Because children are so wonderfully open, you know. They don't have all the crap that we have as adults, and they can probably heal themselves a whole lot better. And, you know, I was just thinking, if you have a kid who has ADD or ADHD, perhaps forest bathing is best for them.
Actually, it is one of the things that they recommend for ADHD in
mm-hmm.
children, because there's something that happens to a kid when he's out in nature. He's fascinated with it. It calms him. There's something that it does to ADHD that is a very positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm writing my second book, and I have several chapters on our children. And I didn't have children, but I am so passionate that we need to reassess what we're doing with our kids,
mm-hmm.
how we're feeding them, how to not feed them the American standard diet, which is processed food and fast food, how to get them real food, how to let them know where our food comes from. There
mm-hmm.
was a study that 8% of the population thinks that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Okay.
And originally, that's pretty ridiculous, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's because we don't know where our food comes from anymore. And 8% ends up being millions of people that believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So get your child outside. Start a little garden with him. Go to the farmer's market. Find out if you can visit that farmer's farm. Take your kids with you. Let them get their hands into the dirt. There's a book out called Eat Dirt, because being in the dirt also passes microbes to your child that's healthy, that will create a healthy biome. You know, we're getting away from all of that. We're becoming acidified. And with that, the trade-off is enormous.
It's almost like we're trading off our life force in order to live in a city in high-rise. In the city I live in, they're what I call racking them and stacking them. They're building up new apartments, and, you know, like one apartment building could probably house, no exaggeration, 300 families. You know, no exaggeration.
Right.
In fact, that's probably on the lower end of the scale. And everything around it is industrial and stale, and there's no life anymore. It's really interesting to watch your energy change when you go into certain areas.
Right. And at the worst possibility, put a spaff on your desk, which is a plant that actually takes the carbon dioxide out of the air and puts oxygen into it and gives you something green to look at to enjoy.
What's it called again?
A spathiphyllum.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the worst possible way to deal with this, but it does have health benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, the best way is to actually get outside and get into nature. But add a plant to your desk. It will bring you benefits.
Yeah, your desk, your room, you know, each room in my house has a minimum three plants, every room, even the bathroom. People think I'm nuts, but, you know, hey, it's my nuttiness in my house. I can do what I want.
And it's a good thing for you to do.
Yeah. Now, you talked earlier about the terpenes that the trees give up. Talk to us about the terpenes in Alzheimer's and dementia.
Let's see. Terpenes come from leaves, pine needles, tree trunks, and tree bark. And they're also released from bushes, herbs, shrubs, mushrooms, mosses, and ferns. Mm-hmm. And they enter our body through our skin and our they enter our body through our skin and our lungs, and they're anti-inflammatory, anti-thermogenic, and neuroprotective, which means that they now have connected Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all of that to the gut. Mm-hmm. The gut is where disease begins. So if you don't want to get dementia, you want to have a healthy gut. And these terpenes are actually anti-inflammatory because they're healing in your gut. And they're neuroprotective, which means that they are protecting the nerves mm-hmm. that are up there, that are in your brain, that are causing the dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So terpenes are valuable little things that are going out into the air that you're breathing and that are going through your skin when you're out in the forest.
Okay. So we can just improve our cells, which in turn improves everything else in our body because everything begins,
right.
I guess, with the cells and moves forward.
It does. And it begins in the gut.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what are some final words that you'd like to share with us regarding forest bathing?
Try to get out into nature at least once a week, even if it's only a five-minute walk around the block, or if you have a local park, walk to the local park and sit down and relax. Relax enough to enjoy it, and enjoy it with all your senses. Enjoy it with your eyes. Enjoy it with your ears. Enjoy it with your nose. Smell the nature in the park. If you can get to a place where there is a forest and you can get into the forest, then walk in there and sit down and enjoy it, but enjoy it on all levels of your body because the health benefits are enormous. Who'd have thunk? So it's pretty exciting stuff. 5 minutes, that's all you have to do to get some benefit from it, and that's a pretty easy thing for any of us to do.
And not only that, it's going to save you money, folks. You don't have to run to the doctor as much. You don't have to take those medicines. And trust me, medicines are killing us, okay? And if you don't believe me, watch TV and look at a medication commercial. It will tout all the wonderful benefits that it will cure. And then it gives you the laundry list of everything that's going to do to harm you, including death. Now, why would I want to ingest something for a headache that's going to kill me?
And you know why they do that in ad commercials? They do that because since they put that in the commercial, if any of those things happen to you, which they probably will, you have no recourse. You cannot sue them because they told you that that's what that medication was going to do.
Yep, with nice, soothing, uplifting music that makes you think, oh, that's so nice. And yes, I'll take that because it'll just cure what's ailing me at the moment and everything will be fine and there's no negative reaction. And bullshit, people. And that's my BS on that.
Good health begins with good food.
Yeah.
Eat organic and eat all the colors of the rainbow. That's where good health begins. And then hopefully you won't need any of those silly pills.
Yeah, and if you get to the point where you need the pills, and, you know, as you get older, stuff happens, okay? But if you get to the point where you need the pills, then try to find an alternative method to them. And if you can't, take the pills for as short a period of time as possible because they all have...
I'm not telling you not to do what your doctor is suggesting. Take the pill. But then go home and start researching and find out what else you can do to get off that.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a robust conversation with your doctor that if you do this, 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 and this and reach these milestones, you're going to want to get off that medication. Will they buy off on that? And they will. If you aren't that knowledgeable, they will buy off on it, but you have to do it sort of backwards. You have to first start out with taking it and then negotiate how to get off of it.
Yes, and sometimes they don't believe you. I recently had a situation where I was given a medication I really needed to take for something that was going on. However, it completely screwed my blood glucose levels, where I took the reading with the monitor, and the monitor literally said, over 600, go to hospital immediately. That's what the monitor literally said. And then when I got to the hospital and they took it, it was 900. And then they got it down to 759, and then, you know, lower, lower, lower. So finally, it got down to 300, and they let me go home. But they sent me home on insulin. Now, this girl's afraid of needles. I don't understand drug addicts and needles, because it wouldn't work for me. So I'm taking the insulin. It had to be 4 shots a day, two types of insulin, the N's and the R's. And it was making me fatter and sicker. So I did some due diligence and started taking herbs and supplements. And then I was talking to the diabetic doctor, and I'm saying, hey, I'm doing this. I want to get off the insulin. He's like, no, you can't do that. You'll die. I'm like, okay. So I gave the insulin 3 more days, and then while I was giving it the 3 more days, I started the herbs, and then day 4, I stopped the insulin. My numbers got better. I felt immediately better. So I had to track it.
I don't understand why they give insulin if your blood sugar is high, because that exasperates the problem.
One would think, you know. Yeah. But that's why you have the N's and the R's, because one will bring it up and the other brings it down. It was crazy. But the bottom line was, once I took control of it and then documented the results, presented the results to the doctor, then he listened. So, you know, if they don't want to listen up front, fine, do what you feel. Pay attention to your intuition is right, and then move on. The one thing I didn't do was get out in the forest, but that's part of what I do now. I don't really go to the forest. I do go to the park. We have a very nice park, and I sit and I listen to the ants. Very
that's
interesting,
great.
Listening to the ants.
It's fascinating what you can hear when you get still.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Well, Cheryl, my dear, thank you so much for being with
thank
us today.
You. This has been so much fun.
Oh, yeah, and talking about forest bathing. And folks, it's a cheap way to get healthy. Do it, okay?
Yeah.
Honor yourself.
You
Do
can
it.
Own your own health. And by owning your own health, you can save yourself a heck of a lot of money down the line, because you're not going to get sick in the first place.
Yep, money and heartache. And headache. Okay, Cheryl, thanks for being with me. Audience, thank you for being
with
us.
Thank you, everybody.
Right, as we collectively get over it. When you're ready to raise your vibration, you can give me a call for a consultation. Consultations 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make the investment in yourself. Make that call, 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of forest bathing. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.